910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Republicans will control the White House and the Senate, and there's still a chance they'll maintain their majority in the House. One-time presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy tells ABC's This Week his Republican Party is now a broad, multi-ethnic coalition and explains why it has room to grow.
Nothing's going to unite this country more than economic growth. Nothing is going to unite this country more than people feeling like their wages are rising at a faster pace than prices, which hasn't been the case for the last few years.
President-elect Trump will meet with President Biden Wednesday as planning for his second term continues. He announced overnight on social media that Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo, who served in his first administration, will not serve in his second. A New York State forest worker was killed Saturday fighting a wildfire as fires continue to burn in the Northeast, fueled by dry, windy conditions. Weather has calmed in Southern California, helping crews make progress on a Ventura County fire. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. New CDC data shows 3 out of every 4 high school students across the country say they've experienced at least one adverse childhood event. That can include violence in the home, parents separating, and any kind of abuse. Scientists are learning that these events can be connected to substance use disorders and even chronic illness or autoimmune problems. Nadia Ramlagan reports.
Research shows these experiences, called ACEs, can alter a child's brain chemistry and produce a prolonged, sometimes lifelong, toxic stress response. Licensed psychologist and member of Kentucky's Bounce Coalition, Joe Barjone.
We're seeing some of the same kinds of patterns, that increased sense of loneliness, isolation in our youth, increased levels of suicide ideation, exposure to violence, exposure to adverse childhood experiences.
Experiencing at least one ACE as a child is linked to having alcohol and substance use problems as an adult, as well as chronic diseases such as diabetes and obesity. Childhood trauma costs states. According to the National Governors Association, adults with ACEs can lead to billions of dollars in healthcare costs and lost productivity. Barjone adds schools can help address the youth and mental health crisis by cultivating a sense of belonging and connectedness, as well as increasing suicide prevention programs.
Promoting mental health awareness, teaching kids around social emotional learning and dealing with their emotions in an effective way, increase mental health services.
The most recent data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is only from 2018 to 19, but it shows nearly 40% of Wisconsin kids had at least one adverse childhood experience. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has its Trauma Sensitive Schools Initiative, which helps educators help kids in public school districts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
A bye week for football fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No football this weekend in Wisconsin. Both the Badgers and the Packers have a bye week. Up next, Wisconsin hosts number one ranked Oregon. Head coach Luke Fickell on the Badgers' strategy.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. Make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
The Packers making a surprise move this week, trading veteran Preston Smith to the Steelers for a 7th-round pick, and it turns out Smith requested the trade. He explained why.
We switched to a 4-3 due to the new coordinator, but to be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's now Steelers linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. A west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy. Lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Currently 46 degrees.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Music of the Stars on the air. Back we are for the final hour. Keep 'em Flying with Abbott and Costello, 1941 at the USO.
All right, pick yourself up.
Hey, Blackie, this ain't the administration building. It's the USO.
USO? USO.
USO, USO. What does it mean?
No, USO, United Service Organization. See, this building is donated by the government and supported by unselfish Americans. This building here provides for these boys entertainment and refreshments and books and... In other words, everything to make it a home away from home. You understand now?
All but one thing.
What's
what
that?
Does USO mean?
No, all right, come on inside. Let's find out where the administration building is so we can get our pass.
In jungle centers or wherever there's GI life, there's hope. And we do mean Bob. The man with the shovel nose who has traveled over 80,000 miles to keep soldiers happy in highlights of his latest South Pacific tour. And something new as Signal Corps cameras catch the master in a dancing mood.
When I first started, you thought I was going to be lousy, huh?
Now Bob's leading lady, Frances Langford.
Thanks for the memory. You Uncle Sammy's crew. A minute far too few. I wish that I could kiss each and every one of you. So...
You want to get us trapped in the death so you can...
Flying, keep 'em in the sky, keep 'em flying, hitting hard and high. On every lip, the fervent cry, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam. Keep 'em flying, every every headline screams, keep 'em flying, army fighting teams on 30,000 different beams. Keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam.
Cabin, give it the gun. Zoom with the Air Corps to the sun.
Keep 'em flying, clear the hangar floor. Keep 'em flying, spread your wings once more. From pole to pole, from shore to shore, let 30,000 motors roar, let 30,000 eaglets soar, keep 'em flying, Uncle Sam.
Zooming to meet our thunder, Adam boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spouting our flame from under, off with one terrible roar. We live in fame, or go down in flame,
boy, nothing can stop the Army Air Corps.
Those who love the vastness of the sky, to a friend we will send a message of his brother men who fly.
Sky under, keep the wings level and true. If you live to be a gray-haired wonder, keep the nose out of the blue. Flying men guarding a nation's border, we'll be there followed by more. In echelon we carry on,
boy, nothing will stop the Army Air Corps.
Elvino Ray and the King Sisters on the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, the United States Marine Corps hymn.
Thank you.
Of the Stars are going to be on every Sunday, 7 till high noon now. Some stations are not able to carry the entire program because of preemption for sports. But here's how you do it. We're across the state of Wisconsin and worldwide, civicmedia.us. Glad to have you here. And God bless the United States of America. It's Veterans Week.
Dab in the heart of that living green hell called Vietnam. All kinds of war stories take root and blossom in such infernal earth. But the remarkable tale, the most remarkable tale that the vets of the Wolfhounds ever tell is about their ghost, the ghost of Company A, who was there and who wasn't there. The strange case of a phantom GI. It was not appreciated as such at the time. To superior officers, to other GIs, the ghost seemed pretty much like any other soldier. Except that he did appear to be awkward, unsoldier-like, as though he had not been trained for this war. An old sergeant would remember talking to him on an airplane. And then there were all those times in combat and down in the dark Viet Cong tunnels. The enemy in Vietnam used a network of tunnels to transport bombs, miles and miles of underground passageways, and the Phantom GI was a tunnel rat for the Wolfhounds. Other soldiers would watch him go down there with a flashlight in one hand and a pistol with the other, searching for Cong. The ghost of Company A haunted the Wolfhounds for 411 days. And yet when he vanished, he appeared to do so, as others who had survived the war, he simply boarded a transport and went home. Before he left, he was even decorated for saving a man from drowning. Well, now we know that this decorated soldier was never there at all. I suppose his veteran comrades are just now putting it all together in their minds. It always did seem strange how he spent all that time, more than a year, in Nam, and was never once wounded, never once. But there was nothing supernatural about it. There is just one more extraordinary detail in this extraordinary story, which has never been explained until right now, and I mean right now. The name of the Phantom G.I. Oh, yes, he has a name. But I'm going to withhold that name because if his identity were ever known, he would be prosecuted and he would be imprisoned for desertion. You see, he was supposed to be in Vietnam. His dog tags, his name tag, his service record, everything that was he was there, but he was not. He never left the United States. Well, he went through basic. He went through basic training. He went AWOL. He went home. And he married the girl next door and reared a family, and he never saw Vietnam. While his dog tags hung around the neck of his best friend, Paul Mahar, M-A-H-A-R, who reported for duty in the place of his AWOL friend, who went to Vietnam in the place of his AWOL friend, who fought for 411 days and was decorated in the place of his AWOL friend. And it's only now that the United States Army is learning, at the same time you do, the rest of the story.
The heads are up, the chests are up, the arms are swinging, it's 80 pounds. Sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
80 pounds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Big pop!
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go back and count some more. Sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
sound off,
80 pounds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Big pop! Jody was there when I left.
You're right.
Jody was there when I left.
You're right.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Hit it up.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I left my gal away out west. I thought this army life was best. Now she's someone else's wife, and I'll be marching the rest of my life. Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. A 2, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The captain rides in a jeep.
You're right.
Sergeant rides in a truck.
You're right.
General rides in a limousine, but we're just out of luck.
You're right.
Sound off. Sound off. Data
south. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Vaughn Monroe, the kid from Cudahy. Music of the Stars.
Thank you.
Nelson Riddle.
Now, Senior Mr. Smith, or whatever your name may be, you seem like a pretty nice guy, so I'd like you to listen to me. I don't want to butt into your business, but I've heard you complain a lot about all the bad luck you have and the good luck that others have got. I say you're a little mistaken. You've got plenty of luck, my friend. I think you should open your eyes and discover your country.
You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
To be able to live as you do. And to have that swell Miss Liberty gal carrying the torch for you.
You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Look around you if you want a bribe. You should thank your lucky stars, and I mean thank all 50 in your flag.
And you've really got a family tree
with Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Lee.
You're lucky to have ancestors like that.
Don't you know you were born with a feather in your hat?
You're a very, very wealthy gent.
I don't care if you haven't a cent. You can still have things your own way on each election day. If some poor suckers could choose, they'd like to be in your shoes. That proves that your good fortune's no myth. You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith. You are a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
To be able to swing like you do. And to have that swell Miss Liberty gal carrying the torch for you.
You're a lucky fella, Mr. Smith.
Look around you if you'd like to brag. You should thank your lucky stars, and I mean there are 50 in your flag.
Boy, you're rolling in a lot of wealth.
Your speech is free, yes siree, you've got your health.
Sure, we got our health, and tell me why not
take a look at the great constitution that we've got.
You're a very, very wealthy gent.
I don't care if you haven't a cent. You can still have things your own way on each election day. You're blushing red, white, and blue, but buddy, that's all right too,
because those colors look good on you.
You're a fortunate fellow.
Yes, a fortunate fellow.
And a privileged person.
Such a privileged person.
You're a
just about everyone in music worshiped the work of the late, great Quincy Jones. Among them, Frank Sinatra, who not only gave the fabled musician and producer the nickname Q, but also bequeathed him a ring bearing the Sinatra family crest when Sinatra died in 1998.
He had no gray. He'd either love you or roll over you in a Mack truck in reverse. There was nothing in between.
Quincy Jones was behind scores for some 30 motion pictures, along with theme songs for TV classics like Ironside, and Sanford and Son. In 1985, he brought the world's biggest stars together for We Are the World, to to raise money for famine relief. A feat all the more remarkable considering a decade earlier, he'd suffered two brain aneurysms, so severe his doctors gave him only a 1% chance of survival.
Hey! Just a little bit of soul.
Loving friends had actually scheduled a memorial, a service that some 30 days after being stricken, the recovering Quincy Jones was strong enough to attend, to enjoy songs from guests like Marvin Gaye, Sarah Vaughan, and Ray Charles. Q, winner of 28 Grammy Awards, died last Sunday after living life his way.
When I think would not exist if he did not exist.
And he showed up, oh yeah, pearly white. Just a jackknife as the king did. And he keeps it.
Frank Sinatra is the American pop singer. He's the essence of what American pop singer is all about. He relates to a melody just like a very stylized jazz musician does, with the way they deal with a melody and turn it and curve it and really make it their own.
When you're in the pocket, you're right in the groove that's necessary for that tune, just like Mac the Knife.
The Bergmans wrote this, Quincy Jones.
How do you keep the music playing? How do you make it last? How do you keep the song from fading too fast? Yourself to someone and never lose your way. How do you not run out of new things to say? And since we know we're always changing, how can it be the same? And tell me how, year after year, you're sure your heart will fall apart each time you hear her name. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows, with any luck, then I suppose the music, it never ends. I know the way I feel for you. It's now or never. The more I love, the more that I'm afraid that in your eyes I may not see forever, forever. If we can be the best of lovers, yet be the best of friends. If we can try with every day to make it better as it grows,
with any luck, then I suppose the music never ends.
Quincy Jones. Ha-ha. And Francis Salver.
That's her.
No, it isn't. The music never stops. The best movie ever on World War II. The best years of our lives.
Hello, I'm Ben Mankiewicz. We're glad you could join us on TCM on the penultimate night of 31 Days of Oscar. Since February 9th, every movie on TCM has been either an Oscar nominee or winner. Tomorrow night, you can watch the Oscars over on ABC. This final week, our lineup has been devoted to winners of the Academy Award for Best Picture. Up next, the second half of a double feature directed by William Wyler. We just had his 1959 classic, Ben-Hur. Now we've got the seminal film that earned Wyler the second of his three Best Director Oscars. It's from 1946. Frederick March, Myrna Loy, Teresa Wright, Dana Andrews, Harold Russell, and Virginia Mayo star in the best years of our lives. William Wyler served in the Army Air Corps during World War II, making documentaries, including The Memphis Belle, the story of a flying fortress. In a PBS documentary, Wyler discussed why he chose to make The Best Years of Our Lives. I wanted to do it, he said, because it's about returning veterans and the problems they had getting adjusted to civilian life. The film's three veterans are played by March, Andrews, and Russell. Russell was a real disabled veteran. Wyler had been a lieutenant colonel during the war and shot riveting and raw documentaries like The Memphis Belle. You can get a taste of Wyler's work in the powerful 2017 documentary series Five Came Back, based on the book by Mark Harris. The book chronicles five Hollywood directors who enlisted and served as wartime documentarians. The noise in the planes Wyler flew in was so loud that he was diagnosed with significant hearing loss. It plagued him for the rest of his life. Wyler had seen a 1944 documentary, Diary of a Sergeant, that helped amputees adjust to their particular disabilities. It featured a soldier named Harold Russell. He had lost both hands in an explosion during a training exercise. Seeing that doc led Wyler to cast Russell in The Best Years of Our Lives. The idea for the movie originated with Frances Goldwyn, the wife of producer Sam Goldwyn. She read a Time magazine article in 1944 about a group of Marines home from the war and struggling to adjust.
This is when I know I'm helpless. My hands are down there on the bed. I can't put them on again without calling to somebody for help. I can't smoke a cigarette or read a book. If that door should blow shut, I can't open it and get out of this room. I'm as dependent as a baby that doesn't know how to get anything except cry for it. Well, now you know, Wilma. Now you have an idea of what it is. I guess you don't know what to say. It's all right. Go on home. Go away like your family said.
I know what to say, Homer. I love you. And I'm never going to leave you. Never.
Thank you.
special salute to Hugo Friedhofer.
You mean you didn't mind?
Of course not. I told you I loved you.
The best years of our lives.
I love you, Wilma. I always have it, and I always will.
Moments ago, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all America's prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. We are surrounded today by the dead of our wars.
Somewhere the years of my youth lie inside me, growing old like mellow wine. I shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. there behind me now, where those sad times will never find me. I have the loves of my life to remind me that the whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me, and the joy of these autumn days still astounds me. Somehow the years of my youth seemed so endless, like a thousand dreams come true. Meadows of summer green that I ran through, and the girl who gave me her warm, loving arms to turn to. How little time from our first sweet beginning to our lonely last goodbye. But I've so many songs left unsung yet. I'm young yet, and my heart is the heart of a young man.
Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened, "I will not fail thee nor forsake thee."
So unaware of all the people there, I didn't mean to hear their conversation, but anyone could tell it was their last farewell. Goodbye.
By the dawn's early light,
Thank you for being here, part of our show, all the way till high noon every Sunday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. Next week, more of the same.
Three teens were arrested today for defacing the Kensington Park War Memorial overnight. The destruction includes painted messages against the military and the war in the Middle East. The three teens were picked up in the early morning hours after evidence was left at the scene.
Grandpa, something wrong?
Some people sure have short memories, and those who are too young to know need to be taught.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a protector. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, hump pack, work all day performing duties, hump pack again, eat chow, then go to foreign lands and stay through countless holidays, birthdays, weddings, graduations, and funerals. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a wounded brother or sister and watch them die. Then dry their eyes and say, I need to stay focused. I need somebody who can put aside their own needs, give the ultimate sacrifice when duty calls, who can go a solid week without sleep and eat only once a day. Who during wartime and heated battle will selfishly fight countless hours for their country's freedom and then, painting from battle fatigue, do it all over again. So God made a service member. God said, I need somebody strong enough to watch their fellow service member fall, but yet gentle enough to share what little rations they have with victims of war, who will put aside their own safety for however long it takes to get civilians out of harm's way. So God made a service member. It had to be somebody strong, stable, and fierce, and when it came to their duty, would not sway. Somebody to sweat, hunger, not sleep, ignore pain, and fight and pay, and hold emotions, and stand proud, and take a bullet for their country. Somebody who could bond a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when their son or daughter says that he or she wants to serve their country just like mom or dad did. So God made a service member.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the world. Goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I never.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.